is not going to work.
Oh no.
I'm tired of cucking them, pounding by you, ass to mouth and all that piggin' play. Come on, you're supposed to sing with me, dude. At least hit the jingle. Hit a commercial break. Do something. Hit that K-Cup jingle.
This is Ty Rivera.
Testing, I am Steel Toe.
This should be interesting as I'm walking back and forth in my luxurious home.
I don't slip in the cum, Jake. I left a puddle of that yellowy substance behind last night during an epic live stream.
Hey, Patrick, where we are with the black people?
Good morning. We are gathered together for the first meeting of
Good
the
morning,
Anti-Onion Podcasting and Justice
League. Good morning. We are
gathered together for the first meeting of the
Please
Anti-Onion
introduce yourselves.
Podcasting and
PayPal,
Justice League.
Venmo.
Scary.
Good morning. We are gathered together for the first meeting of the Anti-Onion Podcasting and Justice League. Please introduce yourselves.
PayPal, Venmo, Streamlabs, StreamYards, Fluffernutter, Beeswax, Candy Vids, Pay Me Now, GoFundMe, Kickstarter, Pony Express. These are all ways you can pay me.
That's right, bitches. Pay up. We do a motherfucking fun show, you stupid cunts. Don't make me create the Dominatrix OnlyFans page.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? What's up? Girls are scary. Am I right? I wish I knew how to tell my little gappy girl that I want her to be my bobblehead.
I got splice jobs coming out of my mustache. I'm going to be swinging back all week. Come to the Onion Discord. I'm holding court. Want to give you all advice about streaming for maximum returns.
Hello. This is brilliant. I love this. I love this gimmick. I'm laid up in the hospital, and there's nothing I enjoy more than nobody likes onion on silence. You waterhead, you're getting them good there. You no good knuckleheads in chat. Y'all need to be contributing the tips, and y'all need to get a Buzzard Bob AI going. Gary Trucker with the buzzer, listening to WBUZZ. All right. right there. Let's get the party going. Nobody likes onions. I got him. Got him. Got him. One morning, a husband returns to the cabin after hours of fishing and decides to take a nap. Although not familiar with the lake, the wife decides to take the boat out, since it is such a beautiful day. She motors out a short distance, anchors, and reads her book. Along comes a game warden in his boat. He pulls up alongside, and he says to the woman, "Good morning, ma'am. What are you doing?" "Reading a book." She replies, "Thinking, isn't that obvious?" "You're in a restricted fishing area," he informs her. "I'm sorry, officer, but I'm not fishing, I'm reading." "Yes, but you have all the equipment. I'll have to write you up a ticket." "For reading a book," she replies. "You're in a restricted fishing area," he informs her again. "But officer, I'm not fishing, I'm reading." "Yes, but you have all the equipment. For all I know, you can start at any moment. I'll have to write you up a ticket and you'll have to pay a fine. If you do that, I'll have to charge you with sexual assault," says the woman. "But I haven't even touched you," says the game warden. "That's true, but you have all the equipment. For all I know, you can start at any moment." "Have a nice day, ma'am," and immediately departed. Moral of the story, never argue with a woman who reads. It's likely she can also think. Got him.
Oh, April, I'm so glad Aaron went out to play some golf. Now it's time for me to get my 18 holes in, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, girl, you smell like shrimp and eggs. Get on over here and let me show you what that finger do.
Jake, baby, I've had my eye on you for a while. Aaron thinks I'm out running errands, getting him some pellets and dog ointment. But these gloves are for you. Don't want to touch you with bare skin, but these surgical gloves will protect me.
Oh, yeah, that's the spot. Massage them roids out of my hair. Oh, baby, 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 yeah.
L-L-A-U-O-O-O, yeah. Jake Rocket, baby. Yeah, get that eggy mess all over this chicken coop.
Moo, moo, moo. My nail is snagged on your panties, girl. Oh. Gonna goop. Yeah. Oh, April, I'm so glad Aaron went out to play some golf. Now it's time for me to get my 18 holes in, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, girl, you smell like shrimp and eggs. Get on over here and let me show you what that finger do.
Jake, baby, I've had my eye on you for a while. Aaron thinks I'm out running errands, getting him some pellets and dog ointment. But these gloves are for you. Don't want to touch you with bare skin, but these surgical gloves will protect me.
Oh, yeah, that's the spot. Massage them roids out of my hair. Oh, baby, yeah.
Oh. L-L-A-U-O-O-O, yeah. Jake Rocket, baby. Yeah, get that eggy mess all over this chicken coop.
Mo, my nail is snagged on your panties, girl. Gonna goop. Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'm getting hot on this one. So listen, you turn down the corner of the street. You see a pothole or a black kid on the bike. Which one do you hit? The pothole, because the bike is probably yours. So, top lines on Drudge Report this morning: War on Pride, Anti-Target Rap, Pops iTunes, Revolt on Chick-fil-A, Bud Light sales down 30%, and finally, gays leaving Florida. Thank you. So there was a baby duck sitting by the pond looking at its reflection, checking out its feathers and its bills and its wet feet, saying, man, I'm a good-looking ducky here. The skunk next to him, baby skunk, starts crying. The duck turns to him and says, what's wrong? Skunk says, well, I don't even know what I am because my mother got killed before I got to find out. She got ran over. The baby duck says, well, look at me. I got feathers, wet feet, and a bill. I'm a duck. He said, look at you. You're black, you're white, and you stink. You're probably Mexican.
I'm getting harder than Chinese algebra. This is the Query Show.
Hey, this is a message for Stevie Lou, and Stevie Lou, you know exactly who's talking right now, bitch. We got some secrets coming out about you next week, boy. Stevie Lou, you hear that? Stevie Lou, you hear that, boy? You should be trembling.
We got secrets, dog. We got a Discord of 70 people talking about you round the clock, Stevie Lou. You're toast. Hit that K-Cup jingle.
Hey, we all know about Michael Jackson, right? What a great performer. He's a pedophile, but a fag too?
Don't you just hate it when your dog wakes you up like this? Woof, 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 woof.
Rice cookers go woof, 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 woof.
My Rofalocopter goes soy, 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 soy,
soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, Your bomb has been defused.
As a female streamer that watches you every day, I just wanted to say thank you for being an inspiration to all of us. My friends and I, ha ha ha, just kidding, we all know it's a sausage fest in here.
Don't you just hate it when your dog wakes you up like this? Woof, 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 woof.
Rice cookers go woof, 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 woof.
My Rofalocopter goes soy, 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 soy,
soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, soy, Your bomb has been defused.
As a female streamer that watches you every day, I just wanted to say thank you for being an inspiration to all of us. My friends and I, ha ha ha, just kidding, we all know it's a sausage fest in here.
Given the overwhelming success that has been Wordless Wednesday, might I suggest Head Trauma Thursday as a follow-up? I'll leave it to the imagination as how to best accomplish this.
In Love Until Forever by Ashley LaRue. When a new baby is born into a blended family, a young child asks her mom and stepdad how they can love each of the children the same way. Her parents teach her that the love they have in their hearts for each child is not the same, but unique and special because of who that child is, and that each child holds a perfect key that fits their hearts. No matter what, the unconditional love they have for all their children will last until forever. Suitable for ages 3 to 8 years.
That sounds like a load of horse shit to me. Bet some gay black tranny wrote that book. We don't waste time with small-time podcasts. We do a fun show over here.
Adam has released 3 albums of his stand-up comedy. 2 of these, No Joke and No Joke 2, are non-traditional sets, capturing not his actual stage performance, but his interactions with audiences and hecklers. Originally self-funded through crowdsourcing, No Joke was later picked up by Grammy-winning producer Dan Schlissel of Stand Up Records, who produced his subsequent works. Richard Lanois of the Serious Comedy site praised 2018's jokes for its adult sense of humor and a taste for the absurd.
Ty honed his politically incorrect style, performing in the most unlikely of places, redneck bars in rural America, where through humor, he makes LGBTQ plus relatable. Ty's stand-up has taken him not only all over the country, but all over the world. Places like Australia, Singapore, Bahrain, and several tours throughout China. In 2019, Ty became the first openly gay comedian to ever perform in Mongolia. TV credits include Comedy Central, The Logo Network, and All Def Digital. Rivera has also worked with some of the biggest names in the comedy world, such as Joe Coy, Russell Peters, and Gabriel Iglesias, to name a few.
My movie was criticized by the 2 reviewers because of its atrocious editing, horrible acting, low budget, inconsistent and hypocritical messages. Cool Cat complains about bullying, but then goes on to mock Butch the Bully for having no friends. Laughable script and several other flaws. Adam particularly criticized it for being unfriendly to children due to Cool Cat, suggesting that kids should accept texts from strangers telling them they had won a lot of money, Cool Cat coming off as pedophile, in Savage's own website, containing games aimed at children. In his history of working as a Playgirl model on the same homepage, it has been since updated. Alex was more cynical in his review, but both reviews concluded the film was so bad it's good.
Jesus Christ, Melton. This is the bit you were mad about me potentially stealing. I couldn't imagine how much worse my version would have been. I can't believe I woke up out of a drunken stupor to watch this. Hold on, my cunt neighbor is pounding on the floor again. Shut the fuck up. If I was smart, I would call in right now and take over your show. But guess what? I blocked your number, bitch.
I remember when I found out about chemistry. It was a long, long way from here. I was old enough to want it, but younger than I wanted to be. Suddenly, my mission was clear. Ooh, all about chemistry. Ooh.
I'm in the living room listening to Gary B. Sing. The closer you get is me. Got tired of pounding by you.
Hey, Corey Adam, you a punk bitch, boy. You a fat walrus boy, bitch.
Do you hear me? Do you care? Do you hear me? Do you care? My lips are moving and the sound's coming out. The words are audible, but I have my doubts that you realize what has been said. You look at me as if you're in a daze. It's like the feeling at the end of the page when you realize you don't know what you just read.
What are words for when no one listens anymore? What are words for when no one listens? What are words for when no one listens? It's no use talking at all. I might as well go up and talk to a wall, because all the words are having no effect at all. It's a funny thing. Am I all alone? Something has to happen to change the direction. What little filters through is giving you the wrong impression. It's a sorry state, I say to myself.
What are words for when no one listens anymore? What are words for when no one listens? What are words for when no one listens? It's no use talking at all. Do you hear me? Do you care? Do you hear me? Do you care?
Let me get by over your dead body. Hope to see you soon. When will I know? Doors 3 feet wide with no locks open. Walking always backwards in the faces of strangers. Time could be my friend, but it's less than nowhere now. It's less than nowhere now. It's less than nowhere now. Nowhere now.
Pursue it any further. And another thing, you'll find. Not only are they deaf and dumb, they could be going blind. No one notices. I think I'll dye my hair blue. Media overload bombarding you with action. It's getting near impossible to cause distraction. Someone answer me before I pull out the plug. What are words for when no one listens anymore? What are words for when no one listens? What are words for when no one listens? There's no use talking at all.
All right, I shall take your silence that you are still on the air. I picked a terrible day to listen to the show via Bluetooth while driving. So I jotted down a quick top five list. Top five reasons why Dummy DeVito is more preferable than Chad Zeusmuck on a road trip cross country. Alas, I only finished three of the top five, so someone else is going to have to finish the rest. Top five reasons. Number five, with Raymond, you don't require police escort across state lines. Bada bing. Number four, the abysmal black hole that is the DeVito's chin will drag the front of the car, the front of the car, if facing east due to the Earth's gravitational pull. But I'm no scientist, but you know, put two and two together. And the last one I jotted down, if you get horny, pass time by fingering Ray's clit-clot chin. Clit-clot chin. Classic Ray.
Hey, this is Colt C. Just calling to let you know, I think your mic's muted. All right, I'll listen off air. Bye.
Got a new joke to try out on you guys. Want to hear a joke about a piece of paper? Never mind. It's terrible. Punching out.
What happened to the Jewish guy with a boner when he ran into a brick wall? He broke his nose.
Hello, please hold. Please hold, Mr. Onion.
I didn't answer my phone, so please leave me a message and I will call you back as soon as I can.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I don't care, I don't care. My jokes don't go over, I don't care.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, to leave a callback number, enter the 10-digit number, then press pound. Phone number 2256387774. If the number is correct, press 1. To re-enter the number, to send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Thank you for calling 1-844-1.
What do you call a woman with 2 brain cells? She just got pregnant with 2 boys.
Hello? Yo, fuck Jake Hudson and fuck Ray DeVito.
People who can sneak their way like parasites into the human body politic and make others work for them under various pretenses can form a state without possessing any definite delimited territory. This is chiefly applicable to that parasitic nation which, particularly at the present time, preys upon the honest portion of mankind. I mean the Jews. The Jewish state has never been delimited in space. It has been spread all over the world without any frontiers whatsoever, and has always been constituted from the membership of one race exclusively. That is why the Jews have always fought.
Practically giving it away free. So cruise the party or talk one-on-one with the hottest guys around now. These services are for adults only, so if you're under 18, you must hang up now.
When's it okay to spit in an Italian woman's... when her mustache is on fire? Hey-o!
Don't speak. I know just what you're saying. So please stop explaining. Don't tell me because it hurts. No, no, don't speak. I know what you're thinking. And I don't need your reasons. Don't tell me because it hurts. Don't tell me because it hurts. I know what you're saying. So please stop explaining. Don't speak. Don't speak. Don't speak. No, I know what you're thinking. And I don't need your reasons. I know you're good. I know you're good. I know you're real good. Oh, la, 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 la. Don't. Ooh, ooh. Hush, hush, darling. Hush, hush, darling. Hush, hush. Don't tell me because it hurts. Hush, hush, darling. Hush, hush, darling. Hush, hush. Don't tell me because it hurts. Oh, hush, hush, darling. Hush, hush, darling.
In your proximity, press 1. Warning, if hearing Spanish is triggering for you, please protect your ears now. Algunos gringos creen que la policía es su guardia armada particular, sin considerar el bienestar de sus vecinos de otras razas, y esto necesita parar. Oprima el 2. Thank you for calling 1-844-WHITE-FEAR. We are here to address your urgent concern.
Patrick, I have to say, really love the new show format. Huge improvement. Who says you can't teach a fat dog new tricks?
Okay, I finally have the joke. Okay, I've been working on it all morning. What's the number one pickup line at a gay bar? May I push your stool in?
What do a truck driver and an elephant's penis have in common? They both hit the road.
Basically made me look like a fucking cuck.
All of those toys to deliver on Christmas morning, and I want you to know that your family loves you.
Hey, what do you call Ray DeVito with the boner? A slow poke.
Yes, please hold. Please hold 1 minute.
Merry Christmas! This is Santa Claus.
Let me tell you this right here. Being confronted with a blank canvas is the artist's worst nightmare. All the possibilities for success and all the potential for failure lay in front of you. And you're paralyzed. This is what I have to deal with every time I create a new movie.
I agree, Derek. I've got to tell you, Cool Cat is what inspired me to try comedy. It's what's catapulted me into my current position as the leading man on the street interviewer for open mic comedians in the piss-soaked alleys of Austin. I'm going to start doing splice jobs in the alley. I'm swinging back, baby!
Whenever I'm stuck artistically, I chant the charm of making spell while I set Bijou on fire on Nail Nathrak. Ortha base is Beatha. Duchil Dianaim, serpent's breath, charm of death and life, thy omen of making. Did you feel that, Patrick? That warm breath on your neck and the hairs on your arms standing on end. Anael Nathrak, Ortha base is Beatha, Duchil Dianaim. Serpent's breath, charm of death and life, thy omen of making.
Y'all sound so gay. What's with the little Asian fella? Is that a trans man? Gross. And he's not white either. Gross. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Beaver Pelts, Pony Express, Lollipop Guild. Buy me a coffee, buy me a tampon. These are all ways to give me your skeckles, you stingy Jews.
Running laps in my house. I'm running laps in my house. Mirror, mirror on the floor. Who's the nastiest of them all? Wait, let me wipe that off.
God, where's my wiener? Should be a country song. Hello.
Where's my wiener?
At 14, yes. I thought it was cool. At 19, I missed the fool.
Hey, Buzzard, stop calling in. You suck, bro. Knock it off.
Okay, I have a game here. I'm going to say several terms, and these terms all have one person in common. Let me know when you figure it out. Cuck monk. Chip cunt. Alvin and the Hacks. Son of Sam, probably. KKK fan. That's a nod to one of his cohorts. Kooky Carl cover fan. And lastly, who the fuck are these pod hacks? Call me back when you... yes, correct.
God dang it, Bobby. I tell you what, boy, why do you think you can do this show like this?
You know what it is, man.
God dang it, Bobby. I tell you what, boy, why do you think you can do this show?
Boy,
if I suck, what the hell do you call that bunch of bullshit? You no good yellow belly waterhead son of a bitch.
Everything that guy just says bullshit.
Wordless Wednesdays are ganging up on me. It's mean, and I never did anything to it. I just want my channel back as I'm broke again. Mondays with Mazur is killing it. That's not a lie at all. I steal credit cards, blenders, and vodka. I get beat up quite a lot, which is hard when you're only getting takeout. My name is Chud, and I suck at life. Wordless Wednesdays are ganging up on me. It's mean, and I never did anything to it. I just want my channel back as I'm broke again. Mondays with Mazur is killing it. That's not a lie at all. I steal credit cards, blenders, and vodka. I get beat up quite a lot, which is hard when you're only getting takeout. My name is Chud, and I suck at life.
Hey, are you filming your new comedy special right now?
You see, we all got what I call a life trap, a gene, deep certainty that things will be different, that you'll move to another city and meet the people that'll be the friends for the rest of your life, that you'll fall in love and be fulfilled. Fucking fulfillment and closure, whatever the fuck those two fucking empty jars to hold this shitstorm. And nothing is ever fulfilled until the very end in closure. No, nothing is ever over.
Jake, you're really making some good points. Will you mentor me? You seem to create more original content than me, and your audio is better. Will you mentor me? Maybe you, me, and Corey should stream together.
Well, I think human consciousness is a tragic misstep in evolution. We became too self-aware. Nature created an aspect of nature separate from itself, but we're creatures that should not exist by natural law. We are things that labor under the illusion of having a self. This accretion of sensory experience and feeling programmed with total assurance that we're each somebody, when in fact everybody's nobody. Maybe the honorable thing for our species to do is deny our programming, stop reproducing, walk hand in hand into extinction. One last midnight, brothers and sisters opting out of a raw deal. The ontological fallacy of expecting a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, that's what the preacher sells, same as a shrink. See, the preacher, he encourages your capacity for illusion. Then he tells you it's a F asterisk kicking virtue. Always a buck to be had doing that. And it's such a desperate sense of entitlement, isn't it?
It's like in this universe, we process time linearly forward. But outside of our space-time, from what would be a fourth dimensional perspective, time wouldn't exist. And from that vantage, could we attain it? We'd see our space-time would look flattened like a single sculpture with matter in a superposition of every place it ever occupied. Our ascension's just cycling through our lives like carts on a track. See, everything outside our dimension, that's eternity. Eternity looking down on us. Now, to us, it's a sphere, but to them, it's a circle.
I see a propensity for obesity, poverty, a yearn for fairy tales, folks putting what few bucks they do have into a little wicker basket being passed around. I think it's safe to say nobody here is going to be splitting the atom, Patrick. Why can't I be more like Jimson?
There's an onion I know. He does a silent YouTube show as we're buying some AI to voice.
You can see what a nonsensical state of affairs that is. Because when gold is used for money, it becomes, in fact, useless. Gold is a very useful metal for filling teeth, making jewelry, and maybe covering the dome of the Capitol in Washington. But the moment it is locked up in vaults in the form of ingots, it becomes completely useless. It becomes a false security, something that people cling to, like an idol, like a belief in some kind of big daddy old god with whiskers who lives above the clouds.
I agree, Jake. And all that kind of thing diverts our attention from reality, and we go through all sorts of weird rituals. The symbol, in other words, gets in the way of practical life, the way we are bamboozled by our thoughts, which are symbols, and what we can do to become unbamboozled, because it's a very serious state of affairs. Most of our political squabbles are entirely the result of being bamboozled by thinking. And it is to be noted that as time goes on, the matters about which we fight with each other are increasingly abstract, and the wars fought about abstract problems get worse.
Some good points, boys. We are thinking about vast abstractions, ideologies called communism, capitalism, all these systems, and paying less and less attention to the world of physical reality, to the world of earth and trees and waters, people. And so are in the name of all sorts of abstractions busy destroying our natural environment. Wildlife, for example, is having a terrible problem continuing to exist alongside human beings.
All our descriptions of the physical world have the nature of these formulae, numbers. They're simply mathematical patterns because... what we're talking about is pattern, but it's pattern of such a high degree of complexity that it's very difficult to deal with it by thinking. In science, we really work in two different ends of the spectrum of reality. We can deal with problems in which there are a very few variables, or we can deal with problems in which there are almost infinitely many variables, but in between, we're pretty helpless.
In other words, the average person cannot think through a problem involving more than three variables without a pencil in his hand. That's why, for example, It's difficult to learn complex music. Think of an organist who has two keyboards or three keyboards for work with his hands. And each hand is doing a different rhythm. And then his feet on the pedals. He can be doing a different rhythm with each foot. Now, that's a difficult thing for people to learn to do. Just like to rub your stomach in a circle and pat your head at the same time takes a little skill.
Hey, everybody, McGriddles, McGriddles are, by the way, McGriddles,
cycling may transiently increase a man's prostate-specific antigen, PSA, level. PSA levels are often used as a key test of possible prostate problems, so men who are due to have a prostate test should avoid significant levels of cycling.
Savory delight my hunger takes, a golden biscuit baked to perfection. With a sizzling sausage, my heart's affection. As I take a bite, the flavors unfold, a symphony of tastes, both hearty and bold. The buttery biscuit crumbles with delight, while the seasoned sausage adds savory might. Hey, everybody, McGriddles, McGriddles are, by the way, McGriddles, are great, but, by the way, McGriddles, are great, but, sausage biscuits, by the way, sausage biscuits with cheese are, great, in the early morn, when the sun awakes, a savory delight my hunger takes, a golden biscuit baked to perfection. With a sizzling sausage, my heart's affection. As I take a bite, the flavors unfold, a symphony of tastes, both hearty and bold. The buttery biscuit crumbles with delight, while the seasoned sausage adds savory might.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
Hi, Patrick, the Blood Shark here. Just wanted to say sorry to you for the mean things you said to me about your fake videos attacking Butch Bradley. I wish you well. You get what I'm saying? Am I making sense? Come on, man. I don't want to talk about that. Dr. Chow, you don't have to be here, man. Fuck off, Chad. Pat, can I say that on YouTube?
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
Hi, Patrick, the Blood Shark here. Just wanted to say sorry to you for the mean things you said to me about your fake videos attacking Butch Bradley. I wish you well. You get what I'm saying? Am I making sense? Come on, man. I don't want to talk about that. Dr. Chow, you don't have to be here, man. Fuck off, Chad. Pat, can I say that on YouTube?
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello, sir. Wordless one. Oh, okay, I'm on the air. Hello, Pat. What I'd really like to say is that on every single stream Ray does, he smacks his lips. Look, you're drinking now, Pat, but you're not going to do the thing. Ray goes like this every time. And I like the guy. I can't stand it. It's unbearable. So I wish you'd do something about that. His content's fine. But every time, it's disgusting. Put a stop to it. Thank you.
Are you familiar with Brother Grimm's Rapunzel? This is the Brother Grimm's version entitled Repugnant. I had to pull over on the side of the road and write it down on the back of a letter I'm about to send out. 4 snores and many a bory bloat ago, Corey Cutts comedy bounced and bounced. His splice jobs were a thing to make many a simple hack frown. His proud name came from a steel steed named Daddy. His face came from a walrus named Fatty. Corey bounced, Corey spliced. Alas, no matter what Corey did, he was still an unemployable hack. And hopefully.
Some folks think barbecue is hamburgers on the hibachi. Others say, no, that's grilling, not barbecue. Some say barbecue is only pork. Some say it is only beef. The Kansas City Barbecue Society, KCBS, which sanctions hundreds of competitions, says it's both and chicken, too. Others think it is only whole hog. In North Carolina, it is only hog, but the state is riven in two parts over what part of a hog can be called barbecue. Some say it must be whole hog. Others, shoulder only, and their neighbors in South Carolina aren't even allowed to enter the debate.
I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes. A goosh. I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes. A goosh.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right, titties, titties, titties.
I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right, titties, titties, titties.
I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes. A goosh.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right, titties, titties, titties.
I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes. A goosh. I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes. A goosh.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right, titties, titties, titties.
I'm just a grifter, Patrick. I'm a nobody. But I'll tell you what. I never crossed a friend, Patrick. I never killed anybody. I never crossed a friend, nor you, I'll bet. We're not like those animals. We're not Chad. Am I making sense? This is not us. This is a dream, Patrick. I'm praying to you. I can't die. I can't die out here in the woods like a dumb animal. In the woods like a dumb animal. Like a dumb animal. I can't die out here in the woods. Like a dumb animal. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Am I making sense? I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
You know, we left this England place because it was bogus. So if we don't get some cool rules ourselves, it's pronto. Yeah, we'll just be bogus too.
I would like to throw in one positive about Ray that you haven't talked about. And it is that in his situation, he could easily go on SSDI and get more from the government than whatever he's making now. And he chooses not to do that. And that's a respectable thing to earn. A small amount rather than getting money from the taxpayers. And you haven't highlighted that, and that should be commended. Thank you.
April's out buying our McDonald's, so I want you to have the same life as me. This is our life.
No. Fuck you, Aaron. Fuck. No. Shut up, Carl, you dummy. Fuck. No. And fuck at definitely 1 2 3 4 5 7 8 6 $8.78 and asterisk dollar at dollar asterisk game percent.
Anna El Nathrak, Uthvas Bethu, Dochi Oldai, and Serpent's Breath, Charm of Death and Life, thy omen of making. Smokeweed.
Sure, I box against teenagers that have no experience. Sure, I beat up little YouTube channels. But we're at the same skill level, Jerry. The same skill level. DJ Feed Justice. Fear. Brother.
If the person you are talking to doesn't appear to be listening, be patient. It may simply be that he has a small piece of fluff in his ear. Oh, brother, I don't feel very much like poo today. Brother.
Smoke weed every day.
First KB strikes my channel, then I suffer a horrific bike accident. When it rains, it pours.
Tookie thinks if Chadwick had been wearing his helmet like a good boy, this tragedy could have been avoided.
First KB strikes my channel, then I suffer a horrific bike accident. When it rains, it pours.
Tookie thinks if Chadwick had been wearing his helmet like a good boy, this tragedy could have been avoided.
Whoa!
Hacka!
Yay!
Titties.
I know, right? Titties.
I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I punch her in her beady eyes. A goosh.
Home run, Melton. Home run.
Hello, exactly.
Hi, this is Chad's Lawyers. Hi, this is Chad's Lawyers. Hi, Patrick. This is Chad's Lawyers.
What are words for when no one listens anymore? Chad stinks.
I appreciate you guys coming out, and so does Patrick. He's very funny. Listen to his podcast. I'll see you soon. Good night. Bye. My name is Chad Zumon.
I don't like the look of it.
I just wanted to say that when you were sitting there coughing like you were dying, your face turned a lovely shade of red that went so well with that black and white hat.
Basically, it made me look like a fucking cock.
Those Coke bottle glasses that you're wearing, your half beard, handsome, Milton, handsome.
Don't get off unless you cough. Hi-yo! Zing Kings here.
I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes. A goosh.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes. A goosh.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
Call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus.
Oh, yeah. Cotton candy, motherfucker.
Yeah.
This is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm fat. I'm fat cause I eat everywhere I'm at. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm fat.
This is why I'm fat. I like to eat cheese anywhere and everywhere I motherfucking please. I'll eat it off the floor and won't get no disease or right out of your hand right after you sneeze. Motherfucker, bring some mayo to the table and I'll drink it up. Rub that shit on my nipples. One guy, one cup. When I'm not in the fridge, I'm laying down tracks. I'm fucking up meals like I'm fucking up snacks. From the west to the east, east to the west. When it comes to eating cookies, Oreos is best. I eat my bagels with raisins, and I like my donuts with glazing. If it's buffalo wings, I like blazing. I can answer all your questions without phasing. My house is leaning over to one side. Fuck it, Johnny B, tell him why I'm
not. This is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm fat. I'm fat cause I eat everywhere I'm at. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat.
Yeah.
This is why, this is why, this is why I'm fat.
This is why I'm fat. Shit is broken where I sat. I ain't never been to China and I'll eat a fucking cat. Man, I've been fat from way, way back. I helped Ronald McDonald build his first Big Mac. Then I ate that motherfucker like I didn't fucking care. When I'm walking through the buffet, you can't help but fucking stare. This is why I'm fat. Eat a meal, take a nap. I get winded watching TV.
I ain't trying to run a lap.
Goddamn, I'm fucking huge. Yeah, I'm fucking enormous. If you say my dick is big, I gotta take your word for it. My doctor cried with my BMI. Richard Simmons, Jenny Craig said I shouldn't even try. I eat Captain Crunch by the trough. I ate so much yesterday, I had to take the day off. If you want a food challenge, here's what I suggest. You eat the salad and I'll eat the rest.
This is why I'm fat. This is why I'm fat. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm fat.
Thank you.
do to get our shit done.
By the cob on them 20-inch dubs. Honey scream when they see me on the Polk Parkway. Havendale Boulevard to the Wrecker Highway. And you won't see us play when it comes to getting plays. Kicking backs when I screw up in the chain of lakes. Spook Hill, shit's real. World's largest cow zone. Yo, you wrong if you alone in Florence Villa. Always a killer on the loose. Sporting gold tooth. Something in they mouth. This is how we do things way down south. So make your way down the Sunshine State. When you get to the middle, stop and meditate. And juice by the ounce and the grippy by the pound and the county.
This seems like the perfect time to mention that this fat bastard did indeed try to get people to strike our channel.
Anything to say for yourself, big boy? Didn't think so.
I think we can take his silence as an admission of guilt. Winning.
Beep. Beep.
Randy just wants this for sex. That's it.
I know.
Hello, businesses.
I'm here to bank.
I'm here to suck your cocks.
You would think that Mexicans wouldn't be there as much, but
I just like that you think that. I like that you think that you go downtown in a suit to suck cocks.
I'm here to suck your.
Attention, businesses. Patrick, I'm here to suck your cocks.
Patrick thinks that that's what everyone in a suit downtown in Tampa is doing.
What else do you need a cubicle for?
Is it every what city or just Tampa?
Everywhere.
The shareholders want more dick sucking this corner.
I don't
want
to come around the corner and see you guys not dicking around.
Wall Street.
Just say words.
Fiscally responsibility.
Johnson, do you have any idea how many dicks I've sucked to get where I am?
These suspenders didn't buy themselves.
I did not suck all those dicks to get where I am. Yeah. Have you not sucked?
Don't listen to me. I'm your father. I've sucked 20 dicks today.
So what do you think the show Mad Men's about?
Just cock. That's why they're so mad.
These banks don't pay for them. Hand them your dick.
The nicer your suit, the more dicks you suck.
It's business.
Business.
It's business time.
Cubicle.
Now what you're trying to say? You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Row time.
It's business. It's business time.
I own the company. I can do anything I want here. I'll put on a suit. We'll suck dick. Why would you brag about having the tallest building? Because it looks like a dick. Like, look at how big our fucking cocks are. This building, like, that's their sign.
I don't think that you know how businesses are run.
Like, there's no dicks.
Airport fisting. I don't think that you've been to an airport or a business.
I went on a tour of Lockheed Martin, and there were all these men in suits, and I was like, where are the dicks?
I'm a businessman. Clear my throat.
Excuse me.
I have to conduct official business.
We've got a board meeting today. You better all put your bibs on. Smith, get in my office and get on your knees.
Bring your briefcase.
I don't want a bunch of fucking girls in here. I like dick, and I like it hard.
You like to conduct.
I want everybody in suits. Tell them it's a business meeting, and they'll come running.
Guy's business meeting.
Guy, boardroom, stat.
He has a desk with swivel chairs.
Yeah. Swivel chairs! There's a lot of guys in suits here. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Business.
Cufflinks! Congress? I picture just them having to come in and wet vac the whole place every night. just come. It's like a foam party. Dollars and cents.
General meeting.
Someone come on my face. Oh, that's not a business.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how this is.
I'm telling you how. Yeah.
I'm a business.
Yeah. I don't go downstairs and get on the elevator.
I don't have a briefcase with like files in it.
Hallways.
Let me see that.
Manila envelope.
Johnson.
A lot of people don't know this. That's what's in all of those manila envelopes. Come.
It's business.
Never did.
Toy clip. Pantsuit. Japanese businessman. I'm a classy businessman.
I'm a classy motherfucker coming through.
I'm going to international waters.
Business.
Taking
business. Taking care of
best in the beers.
The best in the beer. Faggots. Oh, that's what we are.
This seems like the perfect time to mention that this fat bastard did indeed try to get people to strike our channel.
Anything to say for yourself, big boy? Didn't think so.
I think we can take his silence as an admission of guilt. Winning.
A long-ass fucking time ago in a town called Kickapoo, there lived a humble family, religious through and through. But yay, there was a black sheep, and he knew just what to do. His name was Young JB, and he refused to fall in line. The vision he did see at time. He wrote a tasty gem, and all the planets did align. Da-da-dum. Oh, the dragon's balls blaze in his eye stare. Sliced his knuckles with a long and shiny blade. 'Twas I who fucked the dragon, fuck a lie, sing fuck a loo.
This is
and
going
if
great.
If you fuck with me, then I shall fuck you too.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams, I walked alone narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
And in the naked light, I saw 10,000 people, maybe more people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence, "Fools," said I, "you do not know silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you." But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence.
And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said, "The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, and whispered in the sounds of silence."
PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, U.S. Mail. Carrier Pigeon will drive to your house to pick it up. Roll up some bills and shove them in a cigarette and smuggle the cigarettes out of and back into the U.S. Meet me in the alley. Stony Glory Hole, Sugar Pay, Daddy Apples, Red Rocket.
Got me some of that sweet gummy resin. La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar porque no tiene, porque le falta marihuana que fumar. Ya murió la cucaracha, ya le levanta entera entre cuatro zopilotes y un ratón de sacristán.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams, I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
And in the naked light, I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. "Fools," said I, "you do not know silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you." But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence.
And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said, "The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, and whispered in the sounds of silence."
PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle. U.S. Mail. Carrier Pigeon will drive to your house to pick it up. Roll up some bills and shove them in a cigarette and smuggle the cigarettes out of and back into the U.S. Meet me in the alley. Stony Glory Hole, Sugar Pay, Daddy Apples, Red Rocket.
Got me some of that sweet gummy resin. La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar porque no tiene, porque le falta marihuana que fumar. Ya murió la cucaracha, ya le levan a enterrar entre cuatro zopilotes y un ratón de sacristán.
What's up, Patrick? I'm on break now so I can actually call in.
Someone else calling. Wow. Beating my thunder here. Jesus. Anyways.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
I want to say maybe crunch berries. I don't know if it's the indigo or sativa or anything.
Is it getting all of us?
Yeah. I just keep forgetting if I hit record or not.
Oh, okay.
So this it was good weed, then.
This is good weed.
That's funny.
Perfect.
Is the mic too high? Is it blocking your face?
No, this is good. Okay. Is this good?
No, you're good. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we're straight.
You want to look at her face now?
Oh my god, bro. You know, I feel bad. I really feel like we're starting this off like sexual harassment.
We have to get a human resources department just so Katie can call.
You know what I mean? Cause
oh, no.
And turning this podcast, this interview to me again. Her, yeah. And I was like, what the hell? Right.
Yeah. So when I said all of them, I was like.
Like I can ask mm-hmm. you questions about what you're going through, you know, so okay. I can kind of better understand it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I kind of wrote a couple great. Things down like who do you prefer to be?
Honestly, this all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, if everyone in the world was 100% supportive of you and what you wanted to be, would you be Kitty or David?
If everyone, I mean, I've come to the point where I just don't care what people think anymore.
And that's what's that's what she said.
Look like this.
So, how does your family feel about it?
My dad thinks this is my uniform.
Okay.
Yeah. He saw me getting ready for a show in Hawaii, and he was like, is that your uniform?
Is that your uniform?
Yeah.
It's way better than a nursing outfit.
Like, yeah, that's my uniform. It comes with C cups.
And how does that make you feel?
I guess it's I kind of tiptoe along whatever they want to think about me. Because Filipinos, they kind of tend to live in denial. Even right. if they know, they're like, oh, if he calls it.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Like, you don't have a period, so you don't. Okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I get mistaken for female all the time. Door from the back. It's all.
He any opportunity where he could wear a dress. Fresh in your head, right? And she was. I don't know. What do you think that is?
Yeah, it's rare, very rare that anyone sees David anymore.
Wow.
You're again?
No, that's real animals.
Yeah, those fucking.
And then you start acting or feeling more feminine.
That's
more
the title. I don't know. I think one time I saw you as David.
Oh.
And then one time I saw you as.
Hacker, hacker!
I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes. Agoosh.
Hello, I like money.
Zen Rhino, I know between your heart problems and seizures, you're beating your meat to me while you make your little clips, slurping down my coffee in your SSDI little room, rubbing the head till it erupts in a pitiful little spoon while penning your 15 emails to my husband and moosh. Let me schlock my gash as you jack that red, pure-topped little price. Zen. Hey, Zen Rhino, I know between your heart problems and seizures, you're beating your meat to me while you make your little clips, slurping down my coffee in your SSDI little room, rubbing the head till it erupts in a pitiful little spoon while penning your 15 emails to my husband and moosh. Let me schlock my gash as you jack that red, pure-topped little price. Zen. Hey, Zen Rhino, I know between your heart problems and seizures, you're beating your meat to me while you make your little clips, slurping down my coffee in your SSDI little room, rubbing the head till it erupts in a pitiful little spoon while penning your 15 emails to my husband and moosh. Let me schlock my gash as you jack that red, pure-topped little price. Zen.
Hi, Patrick, the Blood Shark here. Just wanted to say sorry to you for the mean things you said to me about your fake videos attacking Butch Bradley. I wish you well. You get what I'm saying? Am I making sense? Come on, man. I don't want to talk about that. Dr. Chow, you don't have to be here, man. Fuck off, Chad. Pat, can I say that on YouTube?
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
I want to come in between Aries Michael's strand gap while I puncture in her beady eyes. A goosh.
Oh, I'm probably on the show now. Hey, everyone. This is Ian Hawk. I'm at work right now, so I'll make this quick. I have fucking loved this month so much. And all of you haters can suck it. That's all. Oh, yeah. Shout out to all the ladies, the NLO ladies. You got Dr. Spaghetti, too. You got Datois. You got Gah. You got Grob. You got Dalish. You got Fearless. And, you know, the rest of them. Stella B. I don't know. There's probably a chick in there. Jenta. Jenta really is cool. Maybe not. I don't know. She screenshots my stuff and tweets them. But, oh well. Who gives a shit? I've been up all fucking night. This is horrible. I have to work like 10 more hours. I have to tell people what to do. I have to smell meat that I can't eat. It sucks. It really does. But, yeah. I love you all. Dime Card, I love you. Colt C, I love you. Crumbum, I love you. Breamy, I love you. And that's pretty much it. I don't love the rest of you. Patrick, I love you. I love you too. Maybe one day we'll smoke each other's meats. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe in Atlantic City. I'll see you.
These lights will guide me home.
Hey guys, I'll be doing KCUK live in the NLO Discord. No one is in control of me saying dumb shit, so I'm going to say dumb shit. Like, I'm the only person that controls me swinging back, so I'm going to be swinging back, so. Hey guys, I'll be doing KCUK live in the NLO Discord. No one is in control of me saying dumb shit, so I'm going to say dumb shit.
Since MLC is out of question, I am happy to announce I will be stream sniping Wordless Wednesday. Hell, even I can add enough to make this crap transformative.
Hey guys, I'll be doing KCUK live in the NLO Discord. No one is in control of me saying dumb shit, so I'm going to say dumb shit.
Since MLC is out of question, I am happy to announce I will be stream sniping Wordless Wednesday. Hell, even I can add enough to make this crap transformative.
I want to come in between Aries Michael Strandgap while I puncture in her beady eyes. Agoosh.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
There once was a man named Bonin, whose adventures were truly non-stop on. With a heart full of glee, he traveled land and sea, exploring the world from dusk until dawn.
There once was a man named Ian, whose laughter could light up a stadium. With a twinkle in his eye, he could make anyone sigh. His humor was truly a grand hymn.
There once was a woman named Ga, whose spirit was as fiery as lava. With grace and charm, she could disarm and leave you in awe like a supernova.
There once was a woman named Spaghetti, whose love for pasta was quite heady, with noodles so long and sauce that was strong, she devoured each dish, oh, so ready.
There once was a man named Patrick, whose kindness was truly fantastic. With a smile so bright, he spread warmth and light, a friend to all so empathic. Titties, 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 am I right?
There once was a man named Bonin, whose adventures were truly non-stop on. With a heart full of glee, he traveled land and sea, exploring the world from dusk until dawn.
There once was a man named Ian, whose laughter could light up a stadium. With a twinkle in his eye, he could make anyone sigh. His humor was truly a grand hymn.
There once was a woman named Ga, whose spirit was as fiery as lava. With grace and charm, she could disarm and leave you in awe like a supernova.
There once was a woman named Spaghetti, whose love for pasta was quite heady, with noodles so long and sauce that was strong. She devoured each dish, oh, so ready.
There once was a man named Patrick, whose kindness was truly fantastic. With a smile so bright, he spread warmth and light. A friend to all so empathic. Titties, 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 titties. Am I right?
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
Since MLC is out of question, I am happy to announce I will be stream sniping Wordless Wednesday. Hell, even I can add enough to make this crap transformative.
Patrick, I got to talk to you and make sure that you don't lose your mind again on stage tonight. I don't care if they tell you they hate your mom and dad, but, you know, we lost $150 in sales last night, and we refunded 24 people's tickets, so you're costing more than you're getting paid. I hope we don't have another issue like that again, but you got to keep your cool and call me back to make sure that you confirm all that, because if you can't agree to that, then you can't perform.
I don't like the look of it.
Everything that guy just says is bullshit.
You are fucking dreaming.
In semiconductor production, doping is the intentional introduction of impurities into an intrinsic semiconductor for the purpose of modulating its electrical, optical, and structural properties. So the doped material is referred to as an extrinsic semiconductor. Small numbers of dopant atoms can change the ability of a semiconductor to conduct electricity. When on the order of one dopant atom is added per 100 million atoms, the doping is said to be low or light. When many more dopant atoms are added, on the order of 1 per 10,000 atoms, the doping is referred to as high or heavy.
The effects of impurities in semiconductors doping were long known empirically in such devices as crystal radio detectors and selenium rectifiers. For instance, in 1885, Shelford Bidwell, and in 1930, the German scientist Bernhard Gudden, each independently reported that the properties of semiconductors were due to the impurities they contained. A doping process was formally developed by John Robert Woodyard, working at Sperry Gyroscope Company during World War II.
Doping a semiconductor in a good crystal introduces allowed energy states within the band gap, but very close to the energy band that corresponds to the dopant type. In other words, electron donor impurities create states near the conduction band, while electron acceptor impurities create states near the valence band.
Dopants also have the important effect of shifting the energy bands relative to the Fermi level. The energy band that corresponds with the dopant with the greatest concentration ends up closer to the Fermi level. Since the Fermi level must remain constant in a system in thermodynamic equilibrium, stacking layers of materials with different properties leads to many useful electrical properties induced by band bending if the interfaces can be made cleanly enough.
The sensitive dependence of a semiconductor's properties on dopants has provided an extensive range of tunable phenomena to explore and apply to devices. It is possible to identify the effects of a solitary dopant on commercial device performance, as well as on the fundamental properties of a semiconductor material. New applications have become available that require the discrete character of a single dopant, such as single-spin devices in the area of quantum information or single-dopant transistors.
6 months later.
Titties, 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 itty-bitty titties, titty, 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 titty. Get them out. Line them up. Put them away. Titties. Titties, 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 itty bitty titties, titty, 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 titty. Get them out. Line them up. Put them away. Titties.
Titties, titties, titties.
I know, right? Titties, titties, titties.
You get nothing.
Titties, 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 itty bitty titties, titty, 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 titty. Get them out, line them up, put them away. Titties.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yay!
So there was a cruise ship that was going down. There was a Texan, a Mexican, and a Russian left on the lifeboat. The Russian breaks out a bottle of vodka, starts drinking it, throws the bottle overboard, and the Texan starts freaking out. I said, what are you doing? We're all dying of thirst. That's the least we could have. And the Russian says, in Russia, there's plenty of vodka. The Mexican fella busted out a bottle of tequila. Took a couple shots of that, threw that bottle overboard. And the Texan again starts freaking out and says, what are you doing? He says, in Mexico, there's plenty of tequila. So the Texan took a second look at the Mexican and threw him overboard. What do you call Magic Johnson on roller skates? Rollades. So there was a mama tomato, a papa tomato, and their little baby tomato walking down the street. Baby tomato couldn't keep up, and the papa tomato got frustrated, went back, squished on them, stepped on them, and said, catch up. Got him.
Titties, 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 itty bitty titties, titty, 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 titty. Get them out. Line them up. Put them away. Titties.
Patrick, I don't like you, but I need to warn you about something. I was talking to my man, Casey Armstrong. Yeah, he isn't happy with you at all. He is talking about sending you a rabid squirrel in the mail. Since MLC is out of question, I am happy to announce I will be stream sniping Wordless Wednesday. Hell, even I can add enough to make this crap transformative.
Hey, guys, I'll be doing KCUK live in the NLO Discord. No one is in control of me saying dumb shit, so I'm going to say dumb shit.
Patrick, I don't like you, but I need to warn you about something. I was talking to my man, Casey Armstrong. Yeah, he isn't happy with you at all. He is talking about sending you a rabid squirrel in the mail.
Titties, 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 itty bitty titties, titty, 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 titty. Get them out. Line them up. Put them away. Titties.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party.